Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Less than 48 hours after the ransacking, we now learn, where every piece of paper in the building, including the resort, was taken. Cocktail napkins, menus, toilet paper. The order was scoop up every piece of paper, including tags that had come back from the cleaners that were on Melania Trump's clothing in her closet. Unbelievable. But the backlash and the awakening that this has triggered is absolutely insane. They've got national polls out where over 90% of Americans are against this. They have Democrat pundits suddenly on CNN saying it was a bad thing to do. They really know they stepped in it because everybody knows about Hillary destroying all her emails and computers and hard drives and chips, memory chips. Everybody knows about the incredible crimes they've committed. Everybody knows that they're completely above the law, Hunter Biden's laptop, the list goes on and on. And then Hillary had the nerve to put out a clothing line bragging that she got away with all of her crimes. Wait till we cover that. These people are completely out of their minds. The population of this country, and not just here but around the world, is waking up to the globalist occupation. They're waking up to the permanent coup, and we have quite the investigative journalist an author on today. We've had a lot of requests for him. We finally got him. We were setting this up weeks ago, but it just happened to come through yesterday, right at the perfect time. Lord works in mysterious ways. Lee Smith, who wrote The Plot Against the President and the Permanent Coup, is uniquely poised to discuss what we're currently living in, the permanent coup. Look, the New World Order already took over. I mean, we're inside it now. And that's why they've got to take us off the air. That's why they've got to demonize us and make us the Sandy Hook man for just questioning a mass shooting, is because we have been completely vindicated in spades. And our credibility has gone straight through the roof. So has yours, speaking out and standing up against this evil. So is Tucker Carlson. So is Joe Rogan. So have countless other people. And so everybody across the country, a wide spectrum of every cross-section, from liberals to conservatives to even former rhinos, are really waking up to the fact this is dangerous. The Alex Jones show trials, the Trump Mar-a-Lago raid, the 86,000 IRS agents to target average Americans. Yes, folks, they're tyrants that are cutting off our energy. They're criminals that are dissolving our borders. They have destroyed the blue cities. Everyone is trying to leave or has already left. I love the New York mayor says he's going to ship New Yorkers to Texas, but New Yorkers are already moving here. They're already shipping themselves, dumbass. But I love the deep state wanting to flood the country and collapse it to drive down wages and create an even bigger permanent underclass. While they declare the underclass non-essential, and while they say, not in my backyard, for these people, it's all about the murder of logic. The establishment is launching wars. The establishment is devaluing currency. The establishment is openly promoting pedophilia. And we are the rebels. We are the black sheep. We are the resistors. We are the resistance, and we are proud in America's darkest hour to be a leading light in the fight against these people as the Great Awakening explodes in the battle against the New World Order's Great Reset.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light. We have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us. We'll get great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin infusion, Body Soul Super Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom. And pray for the children, and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, when I was in that show trial, Kangaroo Court last week, where the corrupt, Soros-funded Democrat judge already told the jury I was guilty. One of the pinhead ambulance chasers got up there and said, so you claim the government's involved, the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton, with child trafficking. And I'm like, what, you mean like Jeffrey Epstein and the Clintons? With the witnesses of the child rape? And them going to that island dozens of times? The Democrats' answer to that is go, oh, look, here's a picture of Trump in New York and Mar-a-Lago at parties with Epstein. Okay, if there's any evidence, Trump sent him to prison, but there's not. As if I would support Trump if he was proven to actually be raping kids. There's zero evidence. But there's total evidence with them, and they try to defend it, and then it broke Monday night that the judge that did this, that signed off on this ransacking with armored vehicles and over 100 agents, taking every piece of paper, including menus and cocktail napkins, out of the resort, not just out of Trump's private apartment and office, including clothing tags on Melania Trump's garments, every piece of paper, rider trucks full of everything, hoping they find something with all their fake prosecutions they've got going. And it turns out the judge, decades ago, first it was 2008, he was a direct advocate for Epstein and child trafficking, directly on the cases, defending him and other pedophiles, but it turns out they go back at least 10 years before that. It's a club of sick garbage. It's a club of people that hate our families and hate God and hate our children. Simply insane. But now it's all over the news that it's a special Jeffrey Epstein operative. Absolutely disgusting. And these people are very proud of who they are, and they think they've got us whipped. They think because they control the central banks and the media and the Justice Department that they are routing the American opposition, when all they're doing, according to all the evidence and numbers we have, is triggering an explosion in the already expanding, accelerating Great Awakening. So their attacks on us pointing out these pedophile enabler connections in the power structure with judges has backfired spectacularly since last week.
on your show is your allegation that government officials are aiding in pedophilia, child trafficking, and the grooming of children, right?
Well, you mean like what Jeffrey Epstein did with the Clintons?
Allegation that government officials are aiding in pedophilia, child trafficking, and the grooming of children, right?
You mean like what Jeffrey Epstein did with the Clintons?
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the cult we're up against. This is what we're battling. And boy, are they upset that all over Fox News, it's being pointed out this is a Jeffrey Epstein advocate and enabler that launched this clearly illegal criminal raid, citing a U.S. government statute that a government employee caught getting rid of government documents can be barred from running for office. That doesn't count the statute from the President of the United States. They control the National Archives. They decide what goes in their National Library. Everybody knows that. But this was a giant dragnet trying to find something to indict Trump with these dozens of fake investigations they've got going. Just like it was falsely claimed in court last week that they had my whole phone and that I'd hidden it, but my lawyer had given it to him. And we went and looked, and it was six-month chunks when we turned over everything they ordered, and they still defaulted us, that the paralegal in Connecticut had been going through the 20, 30, 40, depending on the search, terms in my phone, and then sent on the search results to them. But then they left a raw search or a raw tranche of 6 months of text messages. And we spent a few hours that night reading them all and said there's nothing there. Except they'll probably make something about my wife in a bikini as if that's wrong. Drag queen pedophile's good. Pedophilia's good. New World Order's good. Child sex trafficking's good. But a woman, you know, in a leopard bikini, that is evil and dirty. Especially if they have womanly curves and are athletic. That is just not what, I mean, that's not what we're supposed to have. And of course now, yesterday, CNN just let it out. Oliver Darcy, who covered the trial, just kind of let it slip out that, oh, well, actually, it's not January 6th stuff in there. It comes right up to that. No, it doesn't. It's a few months at the end of 2019, some months into April. It's about 6 months in total. And there's nothing there because I say everything on the air. I'm not hiding anything. And I'm a good guy, despite the fact I act like I'm Lex Luthor. So now Raskin, the head of the Jan 6 committee, has gone on national TV. We got that clip coming up. Hell, we'll just play part of it right now. And Raskin has said that, well, we're not going to comment on investigations, but yes, we have his phone. We have, no, you don't have my phone. You don't have 2 years. That's been a lie since it was said in court, and it's a lie now. And they know that, but they don't care. The same committee's falsified a bunch of text messages and emails from the president and others. So I refused to testify and took the fifth, not because I was incriminating myself, but because they can't be trusted. They're criminals. They'll twist everything. So let's go ahead and play clip one. This is a Fox News, Phil Keating, talking about the big elephant in the room, the big pedo in the room. Here it is.
And this morning, the New York Post is now reporting that the federal magistrate here in Florida, who approved this search warrant after he left working for the U.S. Attorney's Office back in 2008, he then went into private practice and represents several associates of the disgraced financier and accused serial pedophile, Jeffrey Epstein.
Isn't that interesting? All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and go through the raid, what it means, the big awakening that's happened, and then the huge inflation news, the massive COVID-19 poisoning news that's confirmed by major governments, insurance companies, you name it, right here in the U.S. and places like Taiwan. It is insane. That's coming up. Separately, we got good news. We've really gotten the hole the last year and a half of supply chain breakdowns and big issues, but we got even better suppliers of the highest quality supplements. And so now everything's starting to come back in. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, new products like Diet Force. It's almost sold out already. And, yes, sold out for so long, super popular, super male vitality back in stock, and X2 in stock. The two go together for your stamina, your energy, your libido, like nothing else. That's why we have launched a new combo today. That's the Supercharge Your Life Dynamic Duo Combo Pack. Super Male Vitality and Survival Shield X2 together, 40% off. Super Male Vitality by itself, 25% off. And folks, if you haven't tried Super Male Vitality, it works great on women too. In fact, women just like to buy their own formula. So the female formula is almost the same. It's a little stronger in one way, a little weaker in the other, but it works great for women as well. And with X2, everybody needs it. The big missing link is not having clean iodine in your body. It's essential for life. All electrochemical, bioelectrical systems of the body have to have it. Together, 40% off or 25% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. Super Male Vitality. Hated by the left, loved by those that actually try it. Keeping us on air. Thanks for all your support, and thanks for all your donations at InfoWarsStore.com as well. We salute and thank you all. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
America is a captured nation. Much of the world is under Davos Group, UN control. It is a corporate, hostile fascist takeover of the planet, using communist ideology from grassroots to control the public. An electronic straitjacket of the world ID is being implemented as we speak. But everywhere, the resistance is mounting in incredible ways. The corporate media has zero credibility. Independent media is exploding despite the Iron Curtain of attempted censorship. And you, my friends, the viewers and listeners, are the men and women in the arena. When you spread the articles, the videos, when you support the broadcast, you are the resistance. You are the tip of the spear, and I salute you for your will and your strength, and I love you. All right, this ties into what's just happened to President Trump in Mar-a-Lago. Here's the head of the Jan 6 Kangaroo Committee that have been caught in so many lies and so many falsifications of documents it makes my head spin, talking about how they've got my phone. They do not have my phone. That is a lie. They have a group of texts that were searched by lawyers to turn over to them years ago. That's what they have from the lawsuit. Just like when they said, oh, we got your phone. Yeah, you got it from my lawyers. It was all just a trick. They didn't have the phone. That was a lie. Then they accused me of lying and perjury when I told everybody. They gave us the search terms. We gave them almost 400,000 damn emails in Texas and Connecticut. My frickin' text messages. I handed the phones to the lawyers, the old phone, the new phone. If you get phones over the years, we keep the old phone. They searched them. And then these people get a group of texts that had been searched but were the raw text and try to pretend that it was me lying to the court. It's just unspeakable. But that's what they do. And now here, imagine if McCarthy was, without warrants, getting people that he had testify in the un-American House Committee and Senate Committee, the Committee on Un-American Activities. Imagine if they had, without warrants, people's diaries. Even back then, people wouldn't put up with that. But today, because it's happening to a populist and a Christian and someone that's trying to rally the people for their freedom and for my freedom and my children's freedom, they just calmly sit up there and lie about what they have and talk about, without a warrant, having my personal information. Because it's open season on American patriots. Because we live in an occupied, tyrannical system, and so many collaborators want to suck up to it and go along with it. They're a joke. Unbelievable. The things that go on. And there's more going on behind the scenes I'm not ready to release at this point, but it's bad. Imagine what these people do and how they then farm out the people's phone numbers that are in your phone. Imagine. Imagine the harassment. Because they never have any consequences. They never get in trouble. Like all tyrants, they think they have a free hand till they don't. And boy, are these people tyrants. 86,000 more IRS agents to harass, they admit, blue-collar workers. Let's go ahead and play some of Raskin this morning.
Along with the fallout of the FBI search of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate, there's also new movement from the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Today, the committee is scheduled to meet with Pennsylvania gubernatorial candidate and election denier Doug Mastriano, and they are reportedly now in possession of all of conspiracy theorist Alex Jones' text messages as well. Joining us now to discuss that that and a lot more, member of the Oversight Committee and Select Committee investigating January 6th, Congressman Jamie Raskin. Let's start with the Alex Jones text messages. To what of interest is in there?
Good morning. We're not commenting on specific evidence that we've received and what role it might play in our investigation. But obviously, we are interested in receiving all evidence that will shed light on the plan to destabilize and overthrow the 2020 presidential election. And so that's why we're following all leads in order to put the evidence together and make a complete report to Congress and to the country. And that process continues, and we're using our time in August to explore further leads that came up in the first part of our investigation.
You know, given that you've been so closely looking at and monitoring not just the president's behavior, but those around him leading up to and on January 6th, I'm just curious your reaction. I know you can't say much to the FBI search and the removal of documents from Mar-a-Lago over the past 20
years. That's enough of that. And he's the head of the investigation itself. Bernie Thompson is the lead moron. So there you go. Now let me show you some of these headlines. MSNBC admits Alex Jones, Sandy Hook lawsuit, sets new president. Fox News, Tucker Carlson is next. Poll reveals just how much the January 6th committee has failed. Upwards of 90% think it's worthless. MSNBC admits Alex Jones' Sandy Hook lawsuit sets new precedent. Here's that article that I just mentioned. Oh, and then here's Oliver Darcy. I'm not going to bore you with the possums talking like I did yesterday. I already played this clip yesterday, but here's the clip on his Twitter, and he covered the kangaroo trial I was in for 2 weeks. And he says, I'm told the Alex Jones text indicate he was talking to people in Trump's orbit. Ooh, Americans talking to people. Can't do that. But the texts apparently don't include messages from January 6th or the immediate lead-up. They don't have the whole phone or even 5% of the phone. They lied. And I can't believe the possum is spinning it but still telling partly the truth. I didn't know he could actually tell the truth. Then another article out of the Atlantic, which is owned by Steve Jobs' widow, who is a frequenter of Epstein's Island and best friends with Ghislaine Maxwell, really nice people. This article says, can we stop Alex Jones? And it goes on over and over again to say he needs to be arrested. He needs to be charged. The only way to stop him is putting him in prison. What nice people. And Rhino Mitt Romney, establishment Dems blast Alex Jones following Sandy Hook, including Trey Gowdy, who looks like he got run over by a car. His head, little pancake head. I mean, with neocons like this, you understand why the Clintons and Obama got away with such crimes. These people are sick jokes. There's a big report up on Infowars.com. Austin residents support free speech when asked about Alex Jones' Sandy Hook trial. 9 out of 10, but boy, they sure picked that magic jury. And it goes on and on and on. On and on and on. Alex Jones proved that lying pays. Oh, about WMDs in Iraq? Can Sandy Hook lawsuits help turn the tide of disinformation? By disinformation, they mean people not trusting them, not liking corporate establishment media, and corporate media having the lowest approval rating of any group in the U.S., even lower than Congress, in the single digits. Nothing can put these people back together again. That's why they want to bring in an absolute high-tech tyranny, which they're doing, to try to suppress us. We're going to have to take back our government peacefully and remove every one of these stinking criminals. We'll be right back. We've got big news on the Trump raid and more straight ahead.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light. You push them out in the open, and they are so upset, and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us. We'll get great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, T-shirts, great supplements, vitamin infusion, Body Soul's of a Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
We're about to lay out a big new development that came out in just the last few hours concerning this Epstein lawyer and advocate and some of the activities he's been doing behind the scenes with Hillary Clinton and more. But first, a powerful excerpt going viral right now online of Steve Bannon yesterday and his call to political arms.
Your audience at InfoWars, our audience at War Room, plus all the other great podcasts out there, all the other great conservative sites have to come together. And these can't be half measures. And I'm not talking about violence, and the left knows that. Right now, we unite. We run the freaking tables in November. I'm talking about 100 seats. I'm talking about winning South Texas, the Rio Grande Valley, taking D-plus 10, D-plus 12 districts. Get an overwhelming majority in the House. Take the Senate. Take every school board, every election board, every canvassing board, every medical board in every state, every town commission, every town council, the House of Representatives in your state, the state Senate, the House, the Senate, all of it. Run the tables and start the second Trump presidency on January 1st of 2023. We have a six-year presidency to clean this country, to clean this apparatus out, and particularly clean this government out. And we do it, and I got to tell you, once we do it, we have investigations and we cut them off with money. And by the way, not just run them out of the government by impeachment, then bring criminal charges and let them see what real justice is. This is a time, this is no longer a time for choosing. This is a time for action, action, action. You have your agency. Divine providence only works through human instrumentality. You've got all the access. There's been 114 billion people, roughly, I think, in the history of the earth. You've got to ask yourself today, why did God in all his wisdom put me here and put me now? Why did he give me access to InfoWars? Why did he let me hear some crazy guy named Steve Bannon? Ask yourself that. Ask yourself why you became a follower of Donald Trump. And then commit, commit, commit to being the vanguard and the cadre. And I will guarantee you one thing. We will win. We will save this republic. And 100 years from now, they will talk about these vital years in American history.
Well, Steve, I'm just so honored to be working with you and President Trump and so many others. You're right. There's Team Freedom and there's Team Demon.
Go to warroom.org or go to find me on Getter. I'm putting up stuff on Getter all day long, the social media sites. Just go there or go to warroom.org. You can find us. We're almost as banned as you are, Alex. Not quite.
Oh, I know. Everybody's got to boost what you're doing. Steve Bannon, thank you so much for the time. Thank you for standing up for America, and we'll talk to you soon. Yes, sir. Powerful interview yesterday. Full interview at band.video. Right up at the top, please share it. A blueprint for victory. We have the plans of the New World Order. We're now living under it. It's only going to get worse from here on out until we say no and stop them in their tracks. So let's just go over the big stacks of news on the raid that is really blowing up in their face. Poll numbers, the vast majority of Americans are totally against it. It's a huge wake-up call. They even have Democrat pundits on CNN saying this was bad news. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Bruce E. Reinhart, Donald J. Trump plaintiff, defendants Hillary Clinton and all those FBI agents that created the fake dossier and the whole fake Russiagate thing. Remember that lawsuit Trump filed earlier this year? He was the judge that they put over the case. He then recused himself, but he should have been conflicted out to then sign this Dragnet search warrant. But again, he was Jeffrey Epstein's lawyer for his pedophile scandal. Mar-a-Lago raid backfiring on establishment as Americans awaken to weaponization of the government. Trump shatters all fundraising records after Biden's FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago. Details of what FBI seized at Mar-a-Lago make FBI raid look downright scandalous, says Red State. And boy, are they right. They took every piece of paper, including cocktail napkins and menus from the restaurant, not just out of his private apartment and private office and safe. That was empty, by the way. Remember the flashback? Schumer warned Trump about the intelligence community. Panicked them, scrambled to redefine raid after FBI's raid against Trump backfires, Infowars.com. Judge who signed off an FBI raid made anti-Trump post, we're now learning. Of course. Coordinated attack. Trump says Joe Biden knew all about the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago. And it goes on and on. Trump now saying the FBI could have planted evidence because they wouldn't let anybody have security cameras on. They wouldn't let them watch them as they dug through everything. Gee, you think these guys would actually set something up? Even Lindsey Graham on Fox News, we're going to play that in a moment, when asked about could the FBI plant things on people, we'll play clip five in a moment, he had to say yes. Think about that. And it gets worse. We have a compilation video of Judge Reinhart saying it's okay that Hillary and others and Loris Lerner of the IRS persecuting conservatives destroyed emails and computers. But Trump, oh, he's a criminal. Trump says Mar-a-Lago staff and lawyers were blocked from watching the raid. And it goes on and on. And, of course, here's the crack, one of the crack FBI agents that was there. wearing their mask and all the rest of it, auditioning to be the star of the new Jabba the Hutt special that Disney is producing. But Mitch McConnell is basically silenced on it. Trump ally Rick Perry says the FBI seized his cell phones one day. Trump ally Representative Scott Perry, not Rick Perry, says FBI seized his cell phone one day after Mar-a-Lago raid. The dragnet, the desperate dragnet, just continues. The judge, you okay, Mar-a-Lago raid, is a big Obama donor. Well, of course he is. They're all part of the Epstein club. Trump raid sparked by boxes of materials, including Kim Jong-un letters and cocktail napkins. FBI scoured Melania's wardrobe at Mar-a-Lago looking for, I guess, her shoes. Deeply disturbed by these three things happening in 1 week, Helen Roy says. Alex Jones show trial, Mar-a-Lago raid, expansion of the IRS at the greatest level ever. And Google reports record number searches after the raid for the term civil war. What a time to be alive. But it gets even more insane. Hillary Clinton fundraises after Mar-a-Lago raid, brags about not getting same treatment. Here's the sickening photo of her. They photoshopped it on. It says, but her emails, so they can all buy a black hat with pink lettering saying, oh, but her emails, to make a big joke about it. Wow. Truly disgusting. Here's a close-up shot of it. Not that you want to look at Hillary too closely, but that is the rub-it-in-your-face garbage. But meanwhile, Trump-backed candidates sweep the board in the next group of primaries that just happened last night. So that's why they're so panicked. That's why these raids are happening. No amount of their propaganda is going to be able to reverse that. Here is Jesse Waters and Lindsey Graham talking about, well, everybody knows the FBI plant stuff. Yeah, and burns down churches and shoots women holding babies in the head at Ruby Ridge. Yeah, they're really nice folks. Here it is.
Love having you on, Lindsey. You know, you and I have debated about things, and I've seen you pretty spitting mad over Ukraine. But you don't seem as mad as you were about this, than you've been mad about Ukraine. I don't understand why people aren't lighting their hair on fire. I don't understand why people aren't out in the streets. Yeah. This isn't like, oh, well, you know, let's just see what's in the warrant. I mean, they've been doing this. This is the third election. This is the third election. We know they evidence. We know they plant evidence.
Yeah, sure.
We know they hide evidence. We know they lie. We know they leak. I mean, this is not anything new. This has been years they've been doing this. We can't just say, oh, you know, we're waiting for the guy to come out and give a statement about what is predicated. I mean, what? These people are out of control, Senator. This country.
And, of course, don't forget, in the Whitmer kidnapping plot, led by four FBI agents and five informants, that they bullied and basically threatened the young men that were involved looking for father figures into agreeing that they would be part of a kidnapping plot, but saying, I really don't want to. But the FBI, it turned out, edited those audio clips to make it sound like they were gung-ho when they actually said they didn't want to. That's why they got, quote, off, because they didn't do anything wrong. And now they're on national TV saying they have my phone when they don't, and saying it's got January 6th evidence on it when it doesn't. A pack of liars, enemies of the people. Big news straight ahead.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Look at this number. 86,852 new IRS employees on top of the hundreds of thousands they've already got. And look at this illustration of your TV viewer by Mike Salona. Here is a 87,000 person stadium, the number of IRS agents Biden just forced you to hire. And the media is trying to spin it that they will absolutely not target middle-income Americans. That's a load of crap. They admit that almost all enforcement is against working-class and middle-class people, and that's in the funding. Actually took out a bunch of taxes for billionaires in the legislation. It's just amazing, the screw job that's going on. But, oh, they care about working people. That's why they have cut the energy supply and killed the pipelines and drilling, because they love you. While they move all the jobs to China and Mexico and other places. It's just incredible. I want to play this Judge Reinhardt when he's done TV interviews defending Lois Lerner of the IRS persecuting people and admitting she did it by the hundreds of thousands because they were conservatives under Obama. And who does Reinhardt support? He says he's an Obama follower. He loves the pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, and he's a big Obama donor. And, of course, all the lawsuits that Trump files basically get handed over to him to kill. And that's why we're in so much trouble. But here's a few minutes of him defending criminal activity. And then we're going to play a little refresher on Lois Lerner and what she did under Obama, because it's about to happen 100 times worse. Here it is.
Being overseen by Eric Holder cannot be, you know, we won't see due process.
Yeah, it's offensive, not necessarily because I happen to know Mr. Cole and Attorney General Holder personally and like them personally. It's offensive because I served in the Justice Department under Democratic administrations and Republican administrations, and the same argument was made about both.
Being prepared for him. Finally, someone in the administration admits that the destruction of 2 years of emails from Lois Lerner is fishy. To you, does this pass the smell test?
Yeah, unfortunately, having been in government a long time, the fact that, let me put it this way, incompetence doesn't necessarily lead to criminality.
So, and which out of those two scenarios right there seems more likely to you at this point?
Within the IRS, probably incompetence. The IRS has one of the most antiquated computer systems in the world, and the fact that emails could have disappeared without Ms. Lerner knowing about it or Ms. Lerner being involved is entirely credible to me. And that, I'm sure, will be her explanation, is that she was a very high-level person in the department. When the subpoena came in from Congress, it was delegated down to people who did this for a living. They were instructed to find everything. Information came back up to her that said, this is what we have. She reported what she was told, and it turns out not to be true. But that's not a crime. If she didn't know it wasn't true, that's not a crime. And that's going to probably be where her defense lies.
You know,
and
shut it off. I can't listen to the rest of it. It came out and they testified that they were ordered to target conservative nonprofits and conservative organizations. Okay? So they got caught red-handed. There he is, back at the time, trying to spin it. Let's look at a compilation of some of the criminal things that happened under Obama and the IRS. And it's been true that since they got their political bloody nose, they have not been as bad as the worst period in U.S. history of the IRS starting political dissonance. It's still been going on. We've been under audit here for a year. Didn't make a big deal about it. But the point is that now it's about to go into high gear. Here's a compilation.
Last week, the Supreme Court reversed a century of law that I believe will open the floodgates for special interests.
Then the IRS starts targeting conservative organizations.
Everyone is up in arms because they don't like it. Federal election commission can't do anything about it. They want the IRS to fix the problem.
Can you give us assurances that the IRS is not targeting particular groups based on political leanings?
First, let me start by saying yes, I can give you assurances.
The targeting scandal broke, the early political narrative was it was the fault of two rogue agents in Cincinnati.
Lying IRS employees in Cincinnati improperly scrutinizing 501c4 organizations by using words like Tea Party in quotes and Patriot.
It wasn't a couple of crazy people in Cincinnati that this information actually went up to the chief counsel of the IRS, which was one of two political appointees by the President of the United States and the entire IRS.
I will not answer any questions or testify about the subject matter of this committee's meeting.
The ayes have it. The ayes have it. Contempt report is ordered, reported to the House.
He was held in contempt.
But the committee has asked for every single... I asked for it clear back in August from Danny Werfel. He told me the same thing you did. We're trying, we're hoping, we're going to get there someday, sometime. We want them all.
New IRS commissioner, does the agency lost?
Ever since Lois Lerner first pled the fifth in 2013, congressional Republicans have been pushing her superiors for all her emails dating back to 2009.
Do you believe in the Easter Bunny? Do you believe in Santa Claus? Do you believe that Lois Lerner's emails just suddenly went poof?
I don't believe you. This is incredible.
and it continued on.
By way of illustration, had these rules been in place during the presidential race in 2012, the ACLU would have been limited in its ability to even mention President Obama or Governor Romney during a period covering almost 300 days of that year.
The new definition of political activity could not be more targeted at Tea Party patriots if the IRS had spent the last 3 years, 2 months, and 10 days drafting rules specifically to silence us.
And now the January 6th committee and executive orders by Obama, that's who Biden is, the third Obama administration, is declaring their political opposition domestic extremist and terrorist. Think about how ruthless these individuals are, and sending the FBI out to PTA school board meetings to intimidate the public. They want war with us. They're at war with us. They have a special guest on that in the third hour. They have a big guest, Lee Smith, on the ongoing coup. He's an expert on it, big journalist, big author. Next hour. Let me talk about some really good news. We are selling a massive number of signed Alex Jones books. It is going to be a Herculean effort, but we need the funds. It is a fundraiser. You can buy the book for like $24 by itself, hardcover, amazing, the blueprint of the globalist at InfoWarsStore.com, or you can spend $99.95 as a fundraiser and get a signed copy from me. We need the funds. It's a war. Get this historical blueprint and a memento of how you helped keep the tip of the spear on the air at such an incredibly critical point at InfoWarsStore.com. Or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Now, separately, when I forget to do this, I really feel it, and I'm an idiot. And what I like to do is not just take the high-quality iodine that's so critical to every operation in your body under the tongue, but I actually got to where I like the taste of it. And so when I remember to do it every few days, I will just take a few drops, and I will put it in a glass of water. I've already been drinking out of this glass. And I will then take Super Male Vitality. The two go together amazingly. It's finally back in stock. And the two are 40% off, and I like the way this tastes. Really good. It has a really rich flavor. Cold-pressed herbs for libido, stamina, energy. And the two go together like a horse and carriage. Supercharge your energy, your libido, your stamina with a dynamic duo. Super Male Vitality and Survival Shield X2, now available back in stock for 40% off together or 25% off individually. Also, but somebody took it off my desk, probably me, I like to put a little Ultra 12 in there as well. Now, if you want even better absorption, take it out of the tongue. But I like to drink it on ice. I like to drink it straight up. I like to put it in iced tea as well. Very special flavor, but what it does for your body is what's really amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, and it helps keep us on the air. I want to thank you all for your amazing support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Oh, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion's back in stock.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came to the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.